You hear me?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. I just want to introduce you. This is Charlene Madden, and she's from Toronto, survivor of sexual and mental abuse, domestic violence, and alcohol abuse, to becoming the creator of Ignite Your Life, a women's empowerment group. She's a mother of three, wife, daughter, and a Reiki practitioner. Welcome, Charlene. I'm glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So how are you doing? It's a pleasure having you, especially as a guest.
Yeah, I'm fantastic. I guess happy President's Day for you. I guess that's right. Everybody know where it is. It's holidays here in Canada as well. So
right.
Enjoying the day.
Right. Well, definitely a pleasure having you. I guess I want to ask, what do you think that's significant of part of being where you are today?
I think overcoming the struggles that I went through and being able to translate that into where I can be of service to other people who are experiencing some of the same things now that I was experiencing, and how I can kind of guide them and help lift them out of the dark places that they're in.
Right. And being the creator of Ignite Your Life, the Women's Empowerment Group, like how has that been going to, you know, be able to be an attribute to people?
Well, coming from my experience of being just 2 days away from ending my life and attending a women's workshop and having my entire life changed in that moment, and being able to now create my own workshop where I can give women the same opportunity, because we never know when we share our message who needs to hear it. And sometimes you don't even know that you need to hear the message that you're going to hear. I mean, when I went to that workshop, I wasn't looking for salvation. I wasn't looking for help or anything. I was just going along with a friend to keep her happy.
Right.
And because I never thought I was going to hear anything that was going to save my life, because my mind was made up. So to be able to provide a platform for other women to experience that is amazing.
Right. I mean, so, you know, with that being said, like, what gave you the little spark to just take a leap of faith when, you know, you felt like, I guess at that time you were so low in strength? You know what I mean?
Well, I think hearing other people's stories, and that's why, you know, platforms like this are so important, because, you know, sometimes we feel like we're experiencing the things that we're experiencing, we're just experiencing them. And I mean, we know other people in the world are going through what we're going through, but when you get to hear stories. Yeah. So getting to hear other people's experiences and how they've transitioned out of it and changed their lives, it's, you know, that's what's life changing.
Right. Absolutely. I can agree with you 100%. What can you say is the most impactful for you out of your journey? And what would you tell the person that you were, you know, what kind of advice would you give her as far as, you know, what you overcame today?
Yeah, I think there was three lessons that I really learned that day that saved my life and created a complete mindset shift for me. And the first one was self-love.
Yes.
We look too often for outside validation. We're looking for other people to say that we're worthy, that we deserve love, that we should be loved. And when you make that decision, you fully embrace that you are worthy of love, but it needs to start within. You need to love yourself, because once you love yourself, you realize you start setting, you know, everything in motion. You start setting boundaries. You start, you know, looking at the things you're doing in your life and whether or not they're healthy or good for you. And then accepting what you can accept in your life and understanding that you have to get radically honest. And this is something I work with my coaching clients constantly, is radical honesty.
Yes.
You have to look at your life and you have to be honest about it, because until you can get honest, change isn't going to happen.
That's right.
So, and then for me, the next step was just looking at, okay, what did I need to do? I needed to take action.
Right.
And for me, the action was going out and talking and sharing my struggles with mental illness and you know, sexual abuse as a child, so that I could help take some of the stigma away that there is around these topics.
Right. And people can be, you know, talk about it more, so there's more awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, yeah, a lot of topics, a lot of times are pushed back when, you know, I feel like there's no need for that. You know, if we're going to be addressing issues, we should be able to address them all. How can you fix some things but not fix all things? That doesn't make sense to me.
Right. And I generally find that people have more discomfort around my story than I have about my story.
Right.
You know, I start talking about, you know, childhood sexual trauma and domestic violence and alcoholism and, you know, suicidal ideologies. And people get uncomfortable about that. But, you know, outside of your comfort zone is where the greatest growth happens.
So. Oh, my goodness. Yes, that is. I love that you said that. And that was huge what you just said right there. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. So at the end of the day, like, I guess sharing what sparked the flame, like what just gave you, from being, you know, at that point in your life where you were less just like, you know what, it's like a nonchalant attitude, right? I mean, just what was the message that just gave you the spark or the push? Like, what was it for you? What touched your soul, or what shook you?
Well, like I said at that workshop, I heard three different speakers who shared, you know, there's the first story was about self-love. And then the second one was a woman who was living with mental health and mental health issues and had for 2 decades. And the last story was a man who had just been moments away from committing suicide and was able to reach out, get help. And now he shared his stories. So each story, each speaker that I heard that little voice in my mind that kind of said, what about you?
Right.
And I realized after that last speaker that everything that I had gone through had brought me to that moment. And I could take that mess that had been my life and turn it into a message.
Yes.
And that's, you know, I went through it, and I went to the organizer of the event afterwards, and I said, I'd really like to come back and speak next year at your event, because I want to share how these events can impact lives.
Right.
He was like, sure. So I came back the next year. I got to share my story. And before I got off the stage, I said that my purpose in sharing my story is with the hopes that one day I can save just one life.
Right, yes.
And absolutely. I got off the stage and I was walking out of the room, and I had a woman approach me, and she said, you know how you said you wanted to save a life? I just want you to know that you did today. And she turned and walked away.
Wow.
I know. This is my fifth podcast today, and I get goosebumps every single time I say that.
Wow.
And I kind of went, okay, now let's go find one more.
That's right.
Right? Like, no, it just became, right. So it's like a burning passion to just get out there and touch lives, save lives.
Absolutely. There's definitely nothing wrong with that. And, you know, as far as my podcast go, you know, I always love to just put insightful and inspiring content, you know, with anything that I push, because I always speak about peace and love. So, you know, I definitely want to promote that, and it's every fiber.
Yeah.
So, just what you just sharing, that's powerful. You are a resilient person just for even doing that. Courageous, of course. You say this is your fifth interview today. I do appreciate you taking your time out and, you know, just sharing, you know, personal things with me and aspiring with the listeners. So I do really appreciate you.
Well, and I always like to give props, of course, out to the podcast host, because without these platforms, we can't share our stories. We can't, you know, we can't get a message out there. Right. So the ripples that you create by hosting these is massive. And at times we don't see how far those ripples go.
Right.
But, you know, someone's life could be saved today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And, you know, that's what, you know, that's what we're all here for, support, excuse me, and being able to just reach out. And like you said, create those ripples, because you just never know, you know, who they reach. Yeah. So, with closing out, you know, I want to say who we really are. It's not formed by the roles others set for us. Who we are is in virtue being what is needed most, when it is needed most, as it arises within us naturally. So with that being said, peace and love always. Always end with giving some type of natural hair tip. And I'll shoot one out there, which is fish oil with the omega fatty acids, and antioxidants. They improve your hair from the inside. So, and it's filled with proteins and nutrients, and it improves density and reduces hair loss. So if that's something that you like to go ahead and try, that's always available for you guys. I always will push natural hair remedies or natural health remedies and things like that. So it's not just about the body, but it's about the mind as well. So in and out, I really do appreciate Charlene Madden coming in for the show. And I'll say this, Charlene, if anyone wants to be able to get a hold of you or reach out to you at any of your platforms, do you have some available for anybody that's interested in your empowerment group?
Absolutely. You can reach out to me. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is Charlene Madden, author and speaker. You can also, my workshop page is Ignite Your Life. And you can also contact me on my website. It is Ascension Wellness Studio. And that is where I offer my any Reiki bookings and also my coaching programs.
All right. Thank you so much, Charlene. Once again, it's definitely been a pleasure.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I really appreciate you. Peace and love, you guys.